Dead and Hip Hop album review, Lecrae Anomaly. Before we get into the review, make sure you go to your app store, your Google store, whatever, and download the Dead and Hip Hop app. We actually got an app, if you ain't know. We got over 3,000 people that already have the app. Make sure that you're one of the many that has the app. Go download that today. Make sure you go to deadandhiphop.com and sign up for the newsletter as well. If you ain't going to deadandhiphop.com, man, you're messing up. So today on the Lecrae Anomaly album review, we have a special guest, Adon Bean from The Remnant.
Hola.
Cool. Anomaly is the second project from Lecrae that the good folks here at Dead and Hip Hop are reviewing, and I honestly have to say, I remember doing Church Close, and I remember all of us saying, yo, Lecrae can rap. We don't always typically like his messages and all of that, because, you know, we're not overly religious and things like that. But even though he doesn't, at least on Anomaly, he doesn't portray himself that way. And I think that the album title is perfect, because I don't know of any other rapper or hip-hop artist that is making this type of music right now. Not just because of the positive messages or because he is so driven by his faith and God and spirituality and all of that, but the fact that he's doing it and it sounds very commercially acceptable. And it's not just like he's over here just, you know, putting a whole bunch of auto-tune. No, this dude is spitting and he has wordplay. His content is It just has a lot of meat and potatoes behind it, man. It's just not fluff, you know? And I think that right off the gate with Welcome to America, you know what I'm saying? Like that track right there, it kind of opens your eyes, you know? Especially that third verse when he's talking about wanting to be an American from a perspective of, you know, like a child. Like from a Chinese sweatshop, you know, like I already know that you guys have all of this stuff because I'm working over here next to nothing. You know, I know you guys have food and all of this because all of y'all are overweight. And it's just like, just the perspectives on all three verses on that. It was just crazy. Nothing, which is his first single. Like, I really felt that one as well, because he's really talking about, what are all of you rappers talking about? Like, you're talking about nothing. We're talking about all of you guys are rich. No, like, where are all the Bugattis at? Like, all of you guys so dope? No, you're not. You know, and he's just coming from a real perspective. And I can appreciate that. I like artists that are real and true to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Primarily. And that's what Lecrae is giving you. And just like we said in Church Clothes, he's not necessarily beating you over the head with, you have to pray to God and you have to do this and you have to go to church. Nah, like this, he turns up. He has tattoos. I'm just saying, I don't know how else to say it, but he turns up. You know what I'm saying? He has tattoos. It's not like he's trying to beat you over the head with the scripture and the word. Nah, man. I feel like he just takes it. He applies it to himself, and that's it. And he just lets you know that I believe in God, and there's nothing wrong with that. And at the end, and not just that, like, I am a dope rapper, so you can't take that away from me. Like, three or four of these joints sound like they should be played on the radio right now. And this is the balance that I always talk about in hip hop. Look, selling drugs and making music about that, that's fine, because that is real and that happens in this world. But at the same time, where's the other side? And that's what Lecrae is bringing. And like I said, man, Anomaly is the perfect title to this album. Oh, that number six, Anomaly. That's the one
that really happened.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
It did. Yeah. Anomaly should be on the radio. It should be on the radio. Like I said, man, three of the four of these joints should be on the radio. He has the sound, he has a good message, he's rapping, and it's like, you can't hate on you. I can't hate on this. I think that this is a very good album, and I thoroughly enjoyed this more than Church Clothes. Bumps in the whip. He got the beats. He's rapping about something. He has substance, and I can mess with that. I could always mess with that.
Lecrae can definitely rap. So his rapping ability has nothing to do with, you know, just the type of content he makes. And he's really been on the mission to kind of remove that Christian rap label from him. And I think up to this point, I think he's definitely on his way to achieving that, because I think that was one of the things that I was surprised about in this album, was that when I was listening to it, that didn't really click in my mind, other than I knew that that's what he used to do, mm-hmm. right? But I'm hearing, I've listened to his earlier albums, and what he was doing then compared to what he's doing now, like the transformation is I gotta give him credit, because it's amazing. I think that it really speaks to the talent that he has as a rapper and an artist. And I agree with you. I think there are a lot of songs on here that are tailor-made and ready for the radio that can be played right now. You know, and you know, if I'm a, well, I am a parent, but if I'm, you know, as a parent, my kid was at an age where he can listen to rap, this is the stuff I would want him to actually listen to. You know what I'm saying? Because he has a lot of really good messages in here, and the content isn't overly preachy or anything like that. He's really just writing songs and writing rap songs, and that's it. And yeah, the first 9 tracks I was cool with, man. I think the bottom half of the album, I didn't really, you know, I don't really get with that too much, but the first 9 to 10 tracks, I was surprised, you know, honestly. I think, you know, going back to Church Close 2 and the stuff that he did before, you know, again, his rapping skills were on display, but I think it was just really, a lot of it sounded forced, like he's trying to force himself out of the box that he was in. But now it seems like he's comfortable with where he's at a little bit more than where he was in the past, and he just really went in the studio and like, this is the album that I want to make, but this is how I want to make it, because I want to address that I am a dope rapper. I don't do all the cursing and all the game bagging and all the other stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I am an anomaly in this game, and I can be a dope rapper that can be respected by, you know, other peers, other people in hip hop, by my hip hop peers, because I am dope. And I think that at the end of the day is what it really kind of comes down to for Lecrae. So yeah, man, even the writing and the type of production that he went over, I think there was one track, it may have been Anomaly, where it kind of had like a smooth Suave House type sounding beat to it.
It gave me like an Outkast feel, I thought.
Outkast feel?
I thought,
it was real smooth.
Yeah, I thought that was dope, man. And again, it was another track that really impressed me, because it shows some versatility that Lecrae has as an artist. So yeah, man, I gotta admit, man, I'm gonna give props with credit where it's due, man. He really put together a nice, clean, polished album that, for the most part, I really enjoy. Yeah, I gotta give it to him.
You can tell with this album, Anomaly, he sounded more polished, and it sounded like he was just in his pocket more. And you could tell. And I love the fact that he touched on, what's that, the good, the bad, the ugly, how he kind of touched on the issues of him, you know, taking this girl and getting an abortion, because he touched on some serious issues as well as him having a good message, which I thought was cool, and then him being molested by his babysitter and everything. But like you, just like you, I was good with this album from the first 10 tracks, like track I think 11, 12, and like the last one, I was just like, oh my god, like this is bad. This is like really bad. Like I take those last like 3 or 4 tracks out, because it was just like, even though the good, bad, ugly was a good song as far as the message, but like the production, the beat, I wasn't really getting with it. I really thought Lecrae sounded really good, because I was surprised, because I remember I kept seeing all the pub about him, you know, being number one album. I'm like, okay, is this just for, you know, whatever? Is he just whatever? But when I listened to this, it started off with Welcome to America, how he gave it the 3 perspectives from the immigrant, the drug dealer, and
soldier.
And the soldier. So I thought that was a really good way to kind of spin the message of Welcome to America. And Anomaly.
Dirty Water too.
Yeah, that's another one. Dirty Water, that's another good message track that I was like, okay, dude. And like you said, Ken, I mean, he's already proven that dude is a spitter. He can rap his ass off. So I already knew, even when we listened to Church Close, you know what I'm saying? When we listen to Chuck, I think I said in the review, I'm like, yo, I don't really care about the Christian stuff, because it's like, I'm listening to him as a MC, as a rapper. I'm like, okay, this dude can spit. He don't come off too preachy or nothing like that. Yeah, Dirty Water, Anomaly, because they remind me of that Spotty Yachty type of feel with the instrumentation. It's another one. Timepiece, I think that was another. Yeah, Timepiece, another joint that I enjoy. It's like I said, 1 through 10, I can pretty much play through. But when it get to that last quarter part of the album, I'm like, just give me them first 10 tracks, and you have a really better album, because them last ones, I was just like, I don't know, was he trying to go for a different audience? Was he trying to go for that I guess the older, you know, like.
I don't know either, because it really was a, what I felt was a drastic change in sound from the first.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and I think that's what it was. It was really the sound. It wasn't the fact that what he was talking about was irritating me. It was just how everything was sounding at them last few songs of the album. I'm like, oh, God, you could have saved this for somebody
else. Bonus cuts.
Yeah, or
Deluxe.
I don't know. But that's just me speaking. I mean, that's just my opinion. I just feel like he could have saved those last few albums. I mean, the last few tracks off this album. But overall, I thought this was a really solid project. I was really surprised because
I honestly don't remember much about Church Clothes. I'm pretty sure I liked it. I guess not enough to go back and revisit it over and over again. So I was curious as to what this was going to sound like. And when I heard it was a number one album, I was like, wow, okay. It's got to be at least decent.
Yeah.
And yeah, from Outsiders to Welcome to America was definitely a good start. Like, I thought Welcome to America was going to be another, like, pro-America, like, oh, patriotic bullshit song. And I was like, okay, thank you. Like, I especially liked the soldier aspect of I'm fighting for America. And I come here and y'all treat me like I ain't shit. And Say I Won't was my jam. I don't know Andy Mineo.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him, but I thought that they had really dope chemistry, those two together. Anomaly, I loved that song. Timepiece, loved. For the most part, I loved this album. Why are you giggling behind me like that?
No, I thought you were about to say, until it got to this.
Until.
I was waiting, because I knew I wasn't the only one. I can't be the only one that thought that. I couldn't be the only one. Hey, I could not be the only one that thought that.
Before you get there. So Andy Mineo is signed to Lecrae's label.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. He's from like Washington Heights, I think, from New York. And he has like the same like kind of appeal. Like he's been on Rap Fix with Sway. Like a couple times, Sway's Universe is really dope freestyle or whatever, Italian cat. So he's like, yeah, he's like in his camp. So,
okay.
So in terms of whatever background info.
I liked his like little take on white rapper, whatever.
right.
Interesting.
But anyway, yes.
I'd never heard of him, but
yes.
Thank you. I might look into his.
Well, resume.
I won't get into Until yet. I'll go ahead and tell you. Well, no, I will get into the Until. Track 11, I was done. All I need is you. Nope.
You hated love too.
Yeah, man.
You're talking about me.
I ain't hate no love. I'm hating on those hooks.
Yeah.
A lot of this album, I think, suffered from bad hooks. Actually, no, I can take that back. They're not bad hooks. I just don't like them. I understand why he put them in there, because that makes it more appealing to certain people. But I could not, all I need is you. I couldn't do it. Give In, I couldn't do. Good, Bad, and Ugly, I agree with B. I thought that song was great. Broken, I didn't think was bad. And I didn't think Messengers was that bad. I'll give you bad.
Runners.
Nothing. Oh, I'm get there. Nothing. You ain't talking about nothing.
No
you ain't
way.
Talking about nothing. I did not like that song one bit. I was like, this is fucking 2 Chainz. I did not like that song one bit. Here's the thing. All right, I'm a trip then, motherfucker. Because look, for the majority of this. And I can't get back up. For the majority of this album, I loved it. I was like, man, this is the Lecrae that I feel like can really cross over and make people stop putting him in that box. And I would still say this is a great album. It's just the exception of maybe 4 tracks that I just could not get with. And the thing about it is, for the most part, he sounded really comfortable. He sounded in his zone. And then there were certain songs where it didn't sound like it was him. It almost sounded like he was trying to be somebody else. Yeah, and I will get there if you, God damn, Dad.
Which one, boy?
You better say that right now, son.
Which one? I'm gonna tell you, nothing. Like I said, I had a real 2 Chainz feel to that, and I couldn't get with it. Dirty Water. Sorry, guys. I didn't like that song either. It sounded like he had like a weird Pusha T like flow, and I was just like, I'm not feeling this. Runners was laughable. Runners was easily the worst song on this whole album.
Is that the one?
Don't do it.
Is that the one with the Timberland?
She looking good. Don't do it.
Breaking the.
She ain't got a wedding ring. Don't do it.
It's the one with skits.
Yeah,
like it has skits in the song.
Cause he was like, oh man, he's like, you see where she going?
Oh yeah, with the.
It's gonna be cardio today.
Sound like a bounce track.
Yeah. That track, Lecrae, don't do that no more.
Don't do it.
You want to do a track like that? Don't do it. But for the most part, you can't deny this album. And you cannot deny Lecrae as a rapper. Lecrae is a dope MC. And one thing, again, is I appreciate the fact that he's an MC that's not scared to actually talk about shit. Like, on Nothing, even though I don't like the way the track sounds, I appreciate what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that he's telling these rappers, like, y'all ain't talking about shit. Y'all are just rapping and you're not saying anything. I just wish it was over a different beat and it didn't have that freaking hook.
So did you not like I Got Five on It by the Loonies? Because it's the same Club Nouveau sample.
Yeah, no, I never like Loonies, period.
Oh, yeah?
No, I
didn't. Makes sense.
That's a point of reference then. Like, yeah. No, like, if you, because I was just like 2 Chainz, but okay. All right.
I like I Got Five on It.
Because I mean, that song is funny.
He was like, yeah, because I like I Got Five on It.
Hey guys, I like that song.
I have an issue with that song.
I mean, if you put the song on, like, man, this sucks, turn it off. It's a funny track, but it's not like I was riding around jamming I Got Five on It. But yeah, all my friends in the car, I got five on it, ha ha. That's pretty much where it stayed. But this one, Dirty Water and Nothing, they should remove those. Runner, I could do without that. All I Need Is You, I could do without that. But the rest of this didn't really bother me. I definitely became a bit disinterested by the latter half of the album, but I don't think those songs were bad songs.
Much like the other four, I dug the record overall. Yeah, I think this was his strongest project to date, in my opinion. And he's like had like 7 albums, like, and I haven't heard all of them, but. So maybe I'm ignorant, but from what I've heard, and I've heard a lot of his music, honestly, like at least 5 of them. He's a dope rapper. Like, he can rap. Like, at the end of the day, he can rhyme. And like, I don't put him in a different subset where I judge him as a Christian rapper. Like, I gotta judge you just as a rapper. Like, how do you make music with everybody else? And so under that, like, yeah, Welcome to America. I think what blew me away the most about Lecrae on this project is he had some edge in his voice, which I hadn't heard like ever from him. You know what I mean? Like, he just had kind of a, like, he was angry, and like, you could use that in like, cause too often in like kind of like Christian hip hop or whatever it is, like, you just kind of, you don't get that out of it, whatever. And so I really appreciate that. Welcome to America, I love Dirty Waters. Even though I feel you that there were parts of it that sounded like, production-wise, like Pusha T, where it was heavy bass laden, like King Push. Like, it had that same type of feel to it, but it also had like that J. Rue Come Clean, like water effect in it that I love. I hated the final quarter of this album. Messengers. Like, I want to look at the camera. Because I wrote a review for this for a site called Fourth District. Check it out. But on that, like, I said, like I never want to hear a song like that again. Like, I really don't like that song. But really, the fourth quarter of the project, like, it's all. You talk about like the change in the sound, like it really kind of caters to what they call CCM, like Christian contemporary music or whatever. So it sounds like really modern church worship music, like their kind of like pop appeal, which is really like U2 from like 15 years ago, like that type of like overtly pop sound. And I'm not a fan of it. Even though, that said, I agree that Good, Bad, and Ugly, I think, is really revelatory. I think it was a good thing for him to express those things. And it wasn't a terrible song. Messengers was a terrible song. Give In was another terrible song for me that I didn't like. Broken was kind of cool. I didn't hate it, but I still didn't love it. And it, at the end of the day, it was just not as strong as what you got earlier in the album. And so it was just such a steep decline that it's like the disparity is so large. But when you have a market that has Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan and these artists, like, how, it'd be disingenuous to be like, yo, Cray, man, you whack, when these people are selling crazy records. Like, Cray is not. First off, he's really, really dope. And I really dug the project.
project, that Anomaly song absolutely gave me that Outkast feel. Live instrumentation, you could kind of hear it in the project. Say I Won't, I thought it was good play off of Andy Mineo and him, and really how Lecrae ends that line. I think it was like that verse, I think it was like, you know, I drop a double album rocking double time with all dubstep with no producers, just me rocking over beatboxing by Dougie Fresh. Like, I was kind of like, where's it? Just was really ill, like really, really dope, his setup. So I don't know, nothing I loved. I thought that was a good, I can't say I love it, but I thought it was a really good single. Like, I thought it was a good single to introduce the record. I personally liked I Got Five on it. I like, you know, I thought the Loonies were dope, and I thought that was a dope homage or whatever. And what I think, and I'll say this also, I think one of the things that I think makes Lecrae palatable to kind of mainstream audiences is that he might be coming at something from a Christian or from a faith-based perspective, but he's making a rational argument that doesn't rely on the faith for you to agree with it. You know what I'm saying? So if he's saying music, if he's saying like he doesn't like the negative portrayals in music, right? He's not saying because I want everyone to do gospel rap or whatever, or Christian rap. He's saying because, listen, they're not presenting a balanced side in the current music. And so that's no different than what Pimp C said, where on his radio rant, where he's talking about we ain't getting no social commentary on music or nothing like that. Like, that's something that tons of artists have said who aren't Christian. They make the same argument. Obviously Lecrae's coming at it from that perspective, right? We need a balance to it. And even that god-awful song Runners, which like, it was lighthearted. I'm not mad at the attempt. I just hated the execution, right? Like, but my point being that he's making an argument to be faithful to whom you're with, right? Like, not to be out here being with a bunch of women. And like, you might not want to do that because you have, you know, this extreme love for Jesus or any love for Jesus. But what he's saying in the chorus is, before you end up in a hospital, like, he's making an argument that like you could catch something messing around out there like that. So like,
you can get your ass whooped.
That's what I thought too.
That's how I
think. Really?
No, your way makes more sense.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to get your ass whooped.
Ass whooped or catching an STD.
Either one.
It's a rational argument for maybe staying faithful for whom you're with. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'll stop it there. I think it was a really good project though, and I think it's been my favorite project from Lecrae.
I think we all said it overall. I think it's a pretty good album. A lot of these joints I feel like should be on the radio. You ain't even gotta edit it. Just put it out there. It's good music, man. Lecrae shows that he could rap. I didn't want to curse, but I bumped this in the whip. I don't know, I just felt some type of way now.
Get converted.
Yeah, it was.
That was half earnestly, half prayer.
It was. But yeah, man, I definitely bumped this in the whip. Go support, go listen to it.
Look, like I said, I think it's a good album. He sounds polished, he sounds clean. And I think he's really finding his level of comfort in hip hop, and so we'll see where he goes from here. We'll see what's next, you know, out now that Anomaly is done, and you've spoken the message that you wanted to speak to the general populace, and we'll see what else you got next. So that's it.
Overall, yeah, this was a really solid project. He was comfortable. I didn't really look at him as a Christian rapper, just a rapper, just so happened to be following Christ. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not no Christian rapper per se, like Ken said in his earlier music. So, but I haven't listened to his earlier stuff.
He referred to himself as a Christian rapper.
Yo, it's so glossy right now.
I listened to him as a rapper.
So glossy right now.
I didn't listen until I heard them final song, Messengers. I was like, oh my God, who is he? Terrible. What the heck? I felt like I was tricked almost in the last two tracks. But it was overall, this was a good project, man. I enjoyed it.
This is my final thought. I think this is a great album. I think that he did a great job of making an album that will maybe not make you think of him as a certain way, maybe not make you put him in a box. I think he still has a ways to go with separating himself from that box. Maybe he should stop embracing his past so much if he's trying to change his future. But all of that aside, I think this is a great project, with the exception of maybe 3 or 4 songs. And yeah, I think he did a great job. So pick it up if you want some nice, clean, wholesome hip hop with a message. The whole faith thing doesn't even really matter because he's not driving that into your brain. So
Lecrae put together a good project, a really good project. I think his, from my taste, his best project to date. It's some really dope production. Shout out to S1, who did, I think, a couple tracks. At least I know he did Welcome to America.
I wish.
So yeah, and even their in-house producers, Gavi and Dirty Rice and those dudes, like really, really dope production on the project. I think that, you know, Lecrae still can grow. I'd like to see like a more original approach to like his sound, or as he's fashioning his sound. But even if that never happens, like, he can spit, he can make good songs, and he can make music that I think should be out there on a larger scale. And you know, I was just really impressed. I didn't think I would like the project as much as I did, because I've never really been crazy about like any of his. I've always thought he was dope, but I never was like, oh, I love this project of his or whatever. So yeah, like everybody else, I think it was really, really dope, and I think you should check it out, you know, wherever you stand with anything. I think it's dope. So